When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing that you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice some self-care. And with me today is a friend of A Sweat Life, Steph Dietz. She is the brand marketing team at Sweetgreen, and she is also an instructor at Shadowbox here in Chicago. Steph, how's it going today?
Hey, Kristen. I'm doing well. Just having a great Monday, you know, getting some work done and enjoying the sunshine in Chicago. We're getting a little bit of it today, so can't complain.
I'm impressed that you knew what day it was. In my household, we've taken to saying, like, when we kind of close our laptops at the end of the day, we're like, well, that was day. Day is done.
That is so funny. I'm not going to lie. I did stutter slightly before I said Monday just to actually confirm it was Monday. But I think, you know, it's almost 4 o'clock. So I've had enough hours in the day to confirm it's Monday.
It's like the opposite of when like the new year kicks off and you write like 2019 on all of your dated items for like the next 3 months. It's like, no one knows what date it is anymore. It all blurs together. Steph, you have your hands in a lot of things. I know you were kind of a amateur expert, if that's not hypocritical, in like the food spaces and in yoga and boxing and all things wellness in general. So I'm excited to hear what tip you're recommending for our readers today, or listeners as it is. So let's get into it. What do you recommend for people?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you for having me, and I'm so grateful for the amazing content and community that A Sweat Life is continuing to engage even during these challenging times. So I hope everyone's staying healthy and well. And something that I really prioritize in my daily routine, regardless of what's happening in the world, but something that I've really leaned into even more given the current situation, is just prioritizing moving my body. And so for me, what that looks like is I've actually made sure to have a yoga mat out in my apartment all the time, 24/7. Typically, I'll roll it up and just use it occasionally. But now that I've been indoors pretty much 24/7, I've really kind of created this little space in my apartment where I roll out my yoga mat and I have my like meditation cushion and just like a candle nearby, and just creating a space that's really welcoming and inviting to honor movement. And for me, what that looks like is even just 5 to 10 minutes of stretching and moving my body. And I'm a very active and energetic person, so having to stay indoors has been definitely challenging, but allowing myself to have the space to move, and whether that's like just turning on music and kind of like stretching and moving my body around, or whether that's downloading an app and actually tuning into a workout or an IG live class, but giving myself the space and the time to really move my body and kind of move any of that stagnant energy around has been something that has been really, really helpful and valuable as we are continuing to stay indoors and kind of manage this new lifestyle quarantine. So that would be my main tip, is if you can really kind of create a space in your home, in your apartment, wherever you might be, that really welcomes and encourages movement, you will significantly feel better. Even just 5 to 10 minutes of stretching your legs and moving your head and moving your body in a way that feels really just like simple but effective will truly go such a long way. So I definitely am continuing to prioritize that, and I hope that gives you some inspiration to do the same.
Yeah, I love that. I want to dive into that a little bit more. I like that you said that you keep this out, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you keep the yoga mat in this space out all the time now. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I also live in a studio apartment, so it kind of lies between my kitchen / living room / bedroom. And it's, you know, it's just something that is really important to prioritize. And I feel like if I put it away, I, you know, will either forget to make that an actual part of my routine, or I just won't prioritize it. But if I know I have a yoga mat and the space to be able to just take 5 minutes or 10 minutes, even during the middle of the day, to just kind of reset and move, it's totally something that's just a non-negotiable then.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. Anyone who has lived with me will tell you that I love to put things away, whether or not the other people in the household want them put away. So I'm like a very intense cleaner upper, but I do feel like in this time, like, you need to remove any potential barrier to movement, because for me, at least, at home workouts are something that I have struggled with a lot right now. I don't know if, I know that you love group fitness too, so maybe you're in the same boat, but like, it has been really hard for me to motivate and convince myself to like complete an at-home workout. So I feel like in this case, cleaning up is not my best move, right? I need to leave everything out where I can see it.
Yeah.
So I can like be visually reminded that like, okay, you do feel better after doing this, even if you don't look forward to it necessarily.
Totally. I'm so happy you said that, because I've been someone who's also really struggling with finding the motivation and the encouragement to do these at-home workouts. And to your point, it's every time I end up moving my body for, you know, over 30 minutes and getting a good sweat, or just, you know, getting some good energy going, I feel so much better. But it is really challenging to really, really find that motivation to encourage yourself to do it at home. And so that's where I've really kind of leaned into creating this space that really allows for it to be super accessible, even if I know I'm not going to get a super intense 60-minute workout. But even just 5 minutes of moving, like, totally shifts my mood. And I'm also really similar to you in the sense where my space has to be very clean and very organized. And that also helps me just stay focused with work and just stay on a routine schedule. And so I think leaning into creating that space that also just naturally kind of fits in with your apartment. So that's where I've kind of created like a little corner where I can just have my mat. And if, you know, I need a little bit more space, I will roll it up. But as long as it's kind of visible, and having it fit into my apartment. So like having some candles nearby and like a meditation cushion, and really creating it as like an encouraging and inviting space instead of kind of just like an object that feels like it needs to be cleaned up, but more something that like actually permanently lives in my home.
Yeah, I love that, because like, you know, for people like us, you know, movement is a part of our lifestyle. So it makes sense that, you know, we want to lean into it now at this point, especially when we're spending so much time in our homes and like sort of setting the mood and setting the atmosphere. I think it's all the more important, and like making yourself happy even when you're like not doing that movement actively, right? But when you're like thinking about it or like reflecting on your day. I just like the idea that like you're setting a cozy little scene for yourself and, you know, treating yourself to that little luxury.
Yeah, it's really special. And I think, you know, again, I hope that this gives everyone listening, you know, the courage to try and create that environment for them, even given limited bandwidth and environmental factors, since, you know, obviously we're all living in big cities, and especially in Chicago, there's not a ton of space if you're living by yourself or have like a one bedroom or a small apartment, but it's definitely possible. And even if you do want to kind of clean up that space at the end of the day, or just at least setting the intention of knowing like, I'm going to commit to creating this space in my home for movement and making sure I prioritize that. And I just know it will really help kind of like shift your mood and move any of that stagnant energy around that we're not getting in our daily lives anymore from going to different meetings or walking to work or walking to a fitness class. And I didn't realize how much my body craved and relied on that type of movement until we've been kind of forced to stay indoors. And so giving myself that space to be able to move in a really gentle way has been pretty transformational.
And one last thing, and then I'll let you go. But I also like how you've like noted throughout this conversation that the movement doesn't have to be a lot. Like you're doing these in like 5 minute or 10 minute increments. or just when you need like an actual refresh. And I think a lot of people at the start of this thing, their intention was, I'm going to keep up with my workouts, the intensity, the frequency, the length, I'm going to go hard, like this is my time. And sometimes it just makes more sense to like go for maintenance, right? Or to go for like just moving for the sake of movement and not necessarily to like beat your high score on your Apple Watch for the day. So I like that you've noted that like you're doing smaller, maybe more frequent, maybe not, but just like more manageable chunks of that movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a good call out and something that I've like really honored and let my body just kind of adjust to this new pace at which we're living, and knowing that it's okay, that it's not going to look the same as it was 2 months ago, a month and a half ago. And, you know, letting this be a time to really kind of slow down and sleep and prioritize more restful movement. And that's okay. And that's been, you know, as someone who's really hyperactive, it's been definitely an adjustment and a shift, but I think it's for the best. And I'm really like honoring this time that we all kind of have to slow down, and it's definitely a challenge, but I think, you know, knowing that it's okay to just be okay with not having the chance and the opportunity to move as fast as we were before. So even just kind of, yeah, some days it really just looks like 5 or 10 minutes of stretching for me, and that's enough. And I have to really kind of work to know that that's okay and to trust, what's happening. So yeah, I'm glad that you recognize that as well, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steph, thank you so much for recommending creating that space in your house for movement and making it something that you're excited to spend time in, and really being okay with those smaller, more frequent movement breaks throughout the day. I know that Shadowbox is on hiatus right now, but where can people find you on the internet, and anything else that you're working on right now that we would find exciting?
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, our studio is closed for in-person classes, but really excited to share that we have launched a bunch of virtual options to connect with our community and take classes virtually. So if you go to the Shadowbox website and our Instagram, it's just at SBXBoxing. You can see all of those virtual options, and I'm teaching a class later this week, a 30-minute Shadowbox inspired class. So you can definitely sign up for those. And then we'll also be launching a couple more digital options later this week as well. And you can follow me on Instagram. My handle is @_StephDeets. And I've been cooking up a storm and posting lots of fun recipes and some good inspiration to keep you moving. So would love to stay connected on social and hopefully see you in a Shadowbox class soon.
Yeah. And then you're also teaching on a Sweat Life Live workout on Thursday morning. So I'll make sure people know how to show up for that, because we're excited to have you. And Steph, thanks so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks so much for having me. Stay safe and stay healthy, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
And for everyone else, for our listeners, we will see you on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.